The possession of a decent house ensures us a certain amount of proper comfort. No person can do his best work, can think well, can get along well, unless he has a certain amount of comfort, and, I may add, a certain amount of good, nourishing food, well cooked. The person who is not sure where he is going to get his breakfast, or the one who is not sure where he is going to get money to pay his next week's board, is the individual who cannot do his best work, whether the work be physical, mental, or spiritual. The possession of money enables us to be sure that we are going to have comfortable clothing, clothing enough to keep the body warm and vigorous and in good, healthy condition. The possession of money enables us to get to the point where we can do our part in the building of schoolhouses, churches, hospitals. It enables us to do our part in all these directions. Money not only enables us to get upon our feet in these material directions, but it has another value. The getting of it develops foresight on our part. People cannot get money without learning to exercise forethought, without planning today for tomorrow, this week for the next week, and this year for the next year. People cannot get hold of money.